This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Beyoncé announced that her new album, Renaissance, is coming July 29th. Several streaming services also announced its forthcoming arrival on social media. The only other details released are that it will be released in acts, like a play. Her last hit album, Lemonade, came out in 2016. Wait, it's been 6 years already? Despite his faith-filled outlook on his poor health situation, Justin Bieber's work obligations are being put on hold. After revealing that he's battling Ramsay Hunt syndrome, Bieber has now canceled all remaining dates of his U.S. tour. There is hope he'll be able to keep his European tour dates later this summer, but as for those U.S. dates, it's not too late to say you're sorry. Kim Kardashian celebrated Father's Day by praising ex Kanye West via social media. Kardashian posted, quote, "Thank you for being the best dad to our babies and loving them the way you do. Happy Father's Day, yay," unquote. The message was accompanied by a pic of Kanye smiling and posing with their four kids. Aw, that's so nauseating. I mean, nice. Kate Bush's 1985 song, Running Up That Hill, now holds the record for the longest time for a single to reach number one. Bush, 63, is also the oldest female artist to top the charts. Additionally, she holds the record for the longest gap between number one singles, as her last number one was Wuthering Heights 44 years ago when she was just 19. Amazing. Just hours after dropping his seventh album, Honestly, Nevermind, Drake arrived at Miami Hotspot Gala at 1 a.m. with a small crew who were all decked out in his new merch and partied until 5 a.m. Notable guests included DJ Khaled and director Michael Bay, who was spotted doing several tequila shots with Drake. Party up or down. Real-life Inventing Anna scammer Anna Delvey is selling her signed panties from prison. She's also offering up a chance to meet her, plus sketches and personal items from her time in detention. She says she's just giving the people what they want, saying, quote, "I don't want to force my panties on anyone, but if they ask," unquote. New or used? Johnny Depp fans are continuing their love affair with his lawyer, Camille Vasquez, after her team won its defamation case against Amber Heard. Yeah. In addition to praising her on social media, fans have created merchandise dedicated to her, including t-shirts, hoodies, magnets, and candles with Vasquez's name and likeness. Ugh, you can't make this shit up. More than 3 years after rapper Nipsey Hussle's death, the murder trial of suspect Eric Holder Jr. has begun. Holder evidently yelled, "You are through," as he fired the shots that killed the rapper in what prosecutors described as a cold-blooded hit. Hussle and his accused killer belonged to the same street gang, the Roland 60s neighborhood Crips.
Guilty!
Google co-founder Sergey Brin, 48, who is the sixth richest person in the world and worth $94 billion, filed for a dissolution of marriage from wife Nicole Shanahan. He is not seeking spousal support from Shanahan and requesting she not be awarded it either, because he clearly loves his $94 billion more than he loves her.
Idiot of the Week!
A pair of Florida cops have been disciplined for spreading word of Bob Saget's death in an Orlando hotel room before being authorized to do so. The leaks resulted in the news breaking widely before the actor's wife could be formally notified. Deputies Emiliano Silva and Stephen Reed have been hit with undisclosed penalties. Idiots! Hailey Bieber just launched her new skincare line, Rode, but now she's being hit with a trademark infringement lawsuit by another skincare company also called Rode. That company has been around for 8 years and claims that Bieber attempted to acquire the trademark from them in 2018, but they refused. Well, it looks like she'll have to hit the road with that name. A judge in Italy ordered that director Paul Haggis, best known for the Oscar-winning film Crash, will remain under house arrest. Haggis appeared in court to deny raping a woman he encountered at a film festival, telling the judge that the two engaged in consensual sex. He said, she said. But she was probably telling the truth. Former bachelorette Michelle Young and fiancé Nate Olukoya broke up just weeks after denying rumors of a split. Young said, quote, "To those who supported Nate and I, including Bachelor Nation, I speak for the both of us when saying having a relationship in the public eye has not been easy," unquote. Yep, made-for-TV relationships are not real, folks. Mumford & Sons will soon be just Mumford. Yep. During a performance at a swanky Spotify party at a French chateau, Marcus Mumford announced he will be focusing on a solo career soon. He said he was performing new music for the first time and said, quote, "Today is day one for my next thing," unquote. Well, and Sons couldn't be reached for comment.
The Trash Bin.
Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna reached a settlement in their revenge porn case. The news comes days after a judge denied Kardashian's motion to enforce a previous settlement, so it's possible a second offer was made. Chyna was suing Kardashian for posting nude photos and videos of her on social media in July of 2017. Bye-bye, Chyna, already.
The news wrap-up.
The Juneteenth holiday weekend saw a massive amount of flight cancellations due to labor shortages. Bitcoin has fallen from $68,000 in November to below $21,000. The UK government plans to probe Apple and Google's mobile browser dominance. Amazon's big Prime Day sale runs July 12th and 13th. So get ready to buy tons of things you don't need. With free shipping.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Baz Luhrmann's Elvis is the king of the box office.
The number one album.
Drake's Honestly, Nevermind debuts at number one.
The number one app.
It's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. Again.
The number one book.
Battle for the American Mind by Pete Hegseth and David Goodwin is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Italian breakout act Maneskin says rock and roll is impossible to kill. Frontman Damiano David said, quote, "A lot of artists are bringing back that kind of sound and energy, distorted guitars and real drums, to play with a band with real analog sounds. Music is just developing. Everything is colliding and mixing in a good way. For me, it just makes no sense to expect us to behave like the Stones or Queen. They created a legacy and nobody can touch it. It's so stupid and pointless to expect a band of 20-year-olds to replicate what was happening in the 70s and 80s." Unquote. Amen. Maneskin broke out big last year because they have their own sound. And now they're back with a new song which we love. Here's Maneskin with the song of the week, Supermodel.
Alone at parties, she's working around the clock. When you're not looking, she's stealing your Basquiat. Low-waisted pants on OnlyFans, I pay for that. She's a 90s supermodel. Yeah, she's a master, my compliments. If you want to love her, just deal with that. She'll never love you, you just look a bit like.
Maneskin with the song of the week, supermodel. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.